I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John chapter 14 verse 3.
What joyful hopes, what exuberant anticipations, cluster around this promise, in the hearts of the Lord's faithful. In a few words it sums up all the good things that God hath in reservation for them that love Him. To the extent that the testimony of God's word dwells in us rightly, and enables us to recognize the lengths and breadths of divine love and compassion covering unintentional shortcomings, to this extent the Lord's faithful ones are able to rejoice in this promise, and to look forward with joy not only to the meeting with the Lord, but also to their abiding everlastingly in His presence and companionship. But to all others, to all who are not seeking to walk circumspectly in the footsteps of Jesus, the words of the text come bringing only a measure of joy, a measure of hope, and not an exuberant overflow. Reprint 3191. The text again.
I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John chapter 14 verse 3.